Hello and welcome to Dublin Castle for Catherine Connolly's presidential inauguration.
1-2, 1-2.
It's Tuesday, it's pouring down rain, but that's fine because like my eye makeup, I'm indestructible.
I know the feeling after the All-Ireland. Miriam, I wore the same Kerry jersey for 3 days running.
Barry Lennon's reporting here. Who have you seen so far, Barry?
Well, Bertie Ahern has just arrived looking so red or even purple in the face that people are checking out the location of defibrillators. Stewards are worried small animals might think it's sunset and try to sleep at the former Taoiseach's feet.
To be fair though, Bertie turned boiling red with shame when he realised he's walking with Leo.
Yes.
I'm just looking at the images of Leo Varadkar walking down the aisle in St. Patrick's Hall as a wave of national embarrassment washes through that crowd. They're all turning puce, Barry.
Yes.
He really is Lord Voldemort.
And we can see in the hall the TDs and ministers waiting to celebrate the candidate they berated as a lying, two-faced, communist, Eurosceptic, Claire and Mick-licking, hypocrite barrister.
Wow.
Makes you proud to be Irish.
Oh no.
What?
Leo Varadkar, I see, has been seated in the front row.
And there's no time to move him because Catherine Connolly has just arrived upon the dais.
Even her outfit is flushed purple upon sight of Leo. It's a disaster.
The purple colour makes her look like a Mary Robinson Halloween tribute act. The get-up I'm hearing costs €6,000, Miriam.
Where did she get it? Like pennies?
Or the price of an all-expenses-paid trip to Syria and back.
It's such a different presidency, Barry.
Yes.
In the audience, I see some of the most famous shabby people. I think I spy one of the Mary Wallopers.
That's actually Catherine's son.
Oh.
A real bang of banjo off him.
Michael D there, and he's on his phone. How rude.
Now, that could be urgent last-minute outgoing presidential duties, like deleting the records of his massive expenses, especially any emails from the dog groomers.
Of course, he's been in place since 2011, the year RTE decided to suspend any journalism on the presidency.
Which is why an official RTE account has just tweeted, "I'm not crying, you're crying."
That was so embarrassing.
Why is the state broadcaster tweeting like a BuzzFeed from 12 years ago?
Well, today is not a day for objectivity, and lovely Catherine starts 7 years of unquestioning coverage,
true,
even though she hates the media. And we don't even mind, Catherine.
No.
Honestly, it's such an honour to receive your side eye.
And so begins an hour of soul-crushing ceremony of badly recited prayers by owlfellas in dresses.
Then some dreary Irish music, Iron the Vian will be wailed at. Why is it all so crap, Barry?
This is to symbolically prepare Catherine Connolly for the years of hell awaiting her as President of Ireland. It's like being trapped in a doom loop Black Mirror episode about a never-ending Paddy's Day inside a Carol's gift shop, inside a flat.
Should Barry, the present speech has just begun. It's in Irish. You'd miss the Airtel subtitles for this. I can tell you she's now channeling a Christy Moore bobblehead, closing her eyes, gently shaking her noggin from side to side.
Asperla now, she's Asperla.
And here she goes, here it is.
If I may quote from the Kerry poets, well, Joe Brawley, what do you think of that, you dirty thing? Today is not a day for recriminations, but you're getting them anyway. The people sent a powerful message. It says, up yours, Micheál and Simon. And all ye shower in the media with your dominant narrative that I was too far out and too left, and the purple today is too Barney the dinosaur. That's a lie. This is in honour of Mary Robinson. Is she here? I can't see her.
Yes, yes, I am.
Is she still looking for tax breaks for her papers? What a badass move that was.
Thank you.
Cheer Ganchanga. Cheer Gananam. I will make Irish the working language of the Oras. It sounds impossible to achieve, but sure, we'll only use Irish when we're working, and since there's no work to be done in the Oras, I'm a genius, really. Now that I am President of Ireland, I can say whatever I like. So thank you, Mick Wallace, for the two cats. Cheers, man.
I love you.
Thank you also to the people who put together this zero crack ceremony. I'm so bored. My own voice is sending me to sleep. And I won't even bother setting out a theme for my purple rain. Let me just say that this will be a vengeful Thelma and Louise style presidency. Me and Claire against the whole world. Now, let's keep going, baby. Me look weak as a
sponge. That was a disgrace.
Getting the feck out of here.
Get my driver. Someone get my driver.
Off the Ball, brought to you by shaving on day 8 of November when you realise you look like your father.
Free from desire.
All right.
Violet sense is purified.
Okay,
lads, welcome back. I'm joined in studio by my co-presenters, the Indistinguishables.
Yeah, this is the OG evening sports show.
Trust no substitutes.
Oh yeah, so we're referring to Orty's new radio sports show. I'm using air quotes.
Then I call it Inside Sports News.
Yeah, might as well call it Knock Off the Ball.
Oh, class, class. Yeah. Well done.
It is hosted, of course, by two women, so fair play. Yeah. Fair play to them.
No, it's great to see. Hashtag can't see it, can't be it.
But look, going into this week, Ireland's World Cup dreams seemed over.
Yeah, like a group of girlos going to a Joanne McNally gig. We were out.
Until the unimaginable. We beat Portugal, the nation treated to scenes not witnessed since Italian 90.
Yeah. And actually, for change, it wasn't with a goal deflected in off someone's arse.
Or like with a pity penalty, usually.
We like properly beat them, you know, on purpose.
I know.
We meant it.
You could say the dentist gave the Portuguese a proper drilling.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a full house on Lansdowne Road. A lot of fans, fair to say, were going to the match just to see Ronaldo in the flesh.
Not me, anyway, no.
I was there because I never lost faith in Ireland. No. Yeah, come on, you boys and greens.
Ronaldo wasn't the draw ever.
No.
Didn't you tweet, "We're doomed before kickoff"?
That was sarcasm.
It's got you there, man. Yeah. It's got you there.
It also looked like you shared a blurry photo of Ronaldo and 12 goat emojis at the game.
Must have been hacked, man. You know what? Hey, when that happens.
You know what Twitter's like these days.
Twitter, yeah.
Well, regardless, it is nice, isn't it, to feel happy after an Ireland match. When's the last time we had that?
Oh, this is a serotonin spike we haven't seen since Rory won the Masters.
Yeah, a lot of fellas are smiling and laughing.
With no drink in them at all, like.
No, nothing.
Not like even a pint.
Yeah, I even saw a fella whistling this morning.
No. Yeah.
Not even at a woman. It was just because he was in a good mood. Yeah,
listen, tell us what your highlights are from the match, fellas.
Troy Parrott, he got one goal, then he did what parrots do best.
Bang!
Boom!
Second one
he
in.
He repeated it like a parrot.
Yeah, but the best bit was Ronaldo's red card.
He probably
called Piers Morgan for a cry.
Yeah. I think that's okay now, is it? Because we're sound lads now. I'm confused.
Yeah.
No, it's okay to not be okay.
Oh, cool.
True, cool. Yeah.
So, how are we all feeling about Sunday?
Hungry, yeah. Let's put it this way. Yeah. Viktor Orban, you're about to witness a whole lot of freedom of movement.
Oh, he's going to hate that, he is.
Sick as a parrot.
Good one.
That was the Sun headline, wasn't it?
Come on, you boys in green.
Ireland.
Freed from desire.
Ireland.
Mind and senses purified.
Yeah, it's great to hope again and to feel it. Awkward segue alert.
Oh, no, it's not the gambling again.
If you're feeling extra hopeful after the match, why not play the News Talk Cash Machine?
Jeez, lads.
Look at, as Ivan Yates said, our wages are derisory, so someone has to keep the lights on.
Yeah.
Well done,
fellas. The new housing plan is yet another effort at rebooting something that was no longer working and never did, like the Path to Power podcast, or another Ray Darcy TV show, or any of Grainne showing his attempted careers. I've got 30 more of these. Simon Harris is so broken he was delighted to be talking, even about his government's biggest failure, once it meant the focus wasn't on how he's made a total Craig Doyle of his future.
What we're doing is delivering a promise to deliver fictional numbers of homes by 2030 in a plan that's just 10 months late being delivered. 10 months late is actually a new record in speed for my government. Thank you. The Children's Hospital is late. My very first shave was late. And the realisation that I got my backside handed to me in an election 12 months ago is only dawning on me now. Oh my God! What the hell happened? Delete this. Block.
The most striking change in policy is that the government is scrapping red tape so they can finally build houses at speed and reach their 60,000 homes a year target. Ha! Only joking. They're just scrapping the targets, the ones they keep failing on. How does this help anyone other than them? God, I hate knowing these things.
I know, in terms of we felt the targets were getting in the way of our ability to turn corners, to ramp up the turning of those corners, to deliver on the ramping up of the turning. Look, sometimes we even exceeded the housing target, so there's no point to them. Now, that's never actually happened.
Right.
But I do tend to... Hold on a second, now, don't interrupt me.
I wasn't interrupting you.
I do tend to exceed my steps target of 30,000 a day, especially when I get agitated, and that's most of the time these days.
I see.
Oh, me chakra's as hyper as a squirrel and chia seeds.
Elsewhere, the Minister for No Targets, No House, James Brown was stammering and sweating like someone insisting their vindaloo isn't too hot, and reeled off the usual cliches. He's been media trained by Ivan Yates, so naturally has that Jim Gavin-esque flair for sounding like complete sentences might give him a dental allergy.
So this is the most ambitious. So it is. I am ambitious with this document. I walked in what you call it, the rain, so it is, and the cover fell off, so it did. But I'm very ambitious to get, by 2030 to the end of a sentence, hopefully just, even one sentence. But I am currently stuck in this particular sentence, so I am with no way out, so there's not. And hopefully, eventually, there might one day be a sentence.
And in keeping with Yeatsian tradition, on this, the biggest day in his entire political career, Minister Brown promptly left the country. Nothing says this minister knows what he's doing quite like announcing he urgently had to attend a lame event at a stockbroker's in London on the day when he said housing was his emergency. Sounds like going into hiding to avoid soiling yourself in front of the whole country was a bigger emergency. Still, at least one person was happy today.
I am the first Minister for Finance to be around for four failed housing plans in the history of the state. Eat that, Ernest Blythe! And I've given it my blessing, and that of all my bobbleheads from the Jedi. It is everything the private sector wanted from Santee. Everlasting tax breaks, hooray! More 25-year leases, bubbly subsidies, and dimply minimal protection for renters. It's an all-you-can-reat buffet. That's a joke only fat cats and dorks can get. Thank you very much.
One of the new fudges they've introduced in the plan is something called starter homes. Is that like a sourdough yeast where if you feed it for 6 months, hopefully it eventually becomes a house? How do you get a finisher home? The opposition looks wrecked. Ono Brin was shook, as if he'd accidentally eaten at a Five Guys, while Rory Hearn of the Social Democrats was reeling in the tears. This whole plan rewards investors, developers and landlords, while ordinary people are left to cry into their unhappy meals. And, oh sorry, I'm after getting mixed up now. Those are me notes from the Mick budget. And so that's the new housing plan. Delivering homes, building communities. Or rather, the newly named old plan. There's probably even another one in development as we speak. Like delivering homes, lowering expectations. Or building homes, hoping no one asks follow-up questions. Micheál Lehane ramping up delivery of a snack box to my office, Leinster House.
I think it's hugely disappointing.
Sorry, we're live 6 weeks away and there's more Christmas ads on than there are pictures of the Queen in the English market. Michael Harding.
Yes.
Are we after losing the run of ourselves altogether with the ads?
Yeah, when I was a young boy, Brendan.
Yeah.
Christmas arrived in December and it was beautiful.
Right.
Would Santa Claus bring me the orange and the stick that I wanted, you know?
The stick, like.
But the peacefulness within of anticipation.
Right.
If I could just hold that in my hands.
Brendan, if I could come in here.
Fintan O'Toole is also here. Did you get a stick as a present too, Fintan?
No, but I want to talk about the commercial for Amazon, the team of the A la recherche du temps perdu.
Sorry, we're moving on from sticks to Proust. It's not even midday. Like.
The old women, elderly women in the Amazon piece, lamenting their impotence in the face of time, buying cushions for their slaves. It's a poignant metaphor for the brittleness of humanity. And what I feel Proust has lent
to... When I was a boy, we had proper snow, do you know?
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. The crisp, virginal countryside.
Great.
And I see the Tin Man on
Poster.
His inability to feel.
All right.
Because he doesn't possess the beautiful heart.
Do you think so, yeah?
If I may for a moment cast a cold eye on the dystopian landscape of contemporary family in the John Lewis ad.
Sorry, no, John Lewis isn't here to defend himself.
Brendan, there was a John Lewis in the seminary with me.
Michael.
And I remember we went for a rake of pints and a half.
Oh, yeah, nice, nice.
Beside a real turf fire, do you know?
Oh, lovely.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, do you have any other words?
The
then?
Silence of the adolescent boy, his inability to communicate.
We're back in the John Lewis ad.
It speaks to the voiceless, it speaks to the stateless, and...
I love the dad dancing around like a tool on Christmas morning when he should be shaving the sprouts.
Okay, yes.
Are you all right, Brendan?
The father figure, though, probing his psyche through 1990s disco, Ibsen in the urban landscape.
Well, not really. The ad is like selling mainly Lego and socks. Like.
The holidays are coming, Brendan.
Jeez, Michael, don't let Fintan loosen the social corporate responsibilities of Coca-Cola.
The holidays are coming.
I refute that.
Is the title of my new book. Because in a very beautiful way.
Not again.
And the holidays always coming.
Yeah.
The collective longing.
Oh, yeah.
For green shoots of ads.
Yeah.
For knockdown flights to Alicante.
I want to focus on Kevin, the anthropomorphic carrot from Aldi.
Yes.
And his post-hegemonic offering of frozen veg since the fin de siècle for fresh root legume.
If I eat legume, you have to leave the room.
Sorry, no. Lidl and other supermarkets are not here to promote themselves, so let's have a bit of balance, lads.
I was being objective.
Otherwise, we'll have to read out a statement from Gala. Like.
The narrative of Kevin Lacarotte.
Jeez, lads, we've done the carrot and the stick so far.
Lovely. Kevin reaching into his soul to summon the courage to propose to another carrot. It's Austin. It is Chekhov. It is...
Jeez, I'm starving, lads.
Just as well we've to leave that there, so, because after the break, George Lee is in the line live from COP30. Very little progress so far.
Oh, that's the title of my next book.
What?
Very little progress so far.
No, that's going to be the title of my next book, you plum pudding.
Fintan, that is a beautiful insult.
Oh,
very
thank you.
Seasonal.
Yes.
Very.
Okay. I worked very
coming
hard.
Up after the George Lee apocalypse, we'll be giving away 2 tickets for the toy show. Jeez, that's going to be the maddest audience ever. All right, lads, that's ads.
Well, that week is ending gloriously after a truly terrible start.
I think Wicklow is being absorbed into the Avonmore River as we speak. How is that a glorious end to any...
Oh, a bonus.
What?
No. I'm talking about how we went from the president dissing us from the dais on Tuesday to the national mood now. 'Tis brilliant.
Oh, yes, of course. Ireland is off to the World Cup. Go on, you boys in white shorts. Is that the team chant?
Not quite. We're not through either. We've just a chance of playoffs. Anyway.
God, it's really hard to follow sport in 20-second Insta stories once every 5 years.
The mood I'm celebrating is one of distraction in terms of people are gone balubas over a parrot.
What?
So they only spent 7 seconds fuming at our new housing plan.
Yes, and like much of my career, there are zero expectations of success. It's so freeing.
The whole plan is a Trojan horse. And then we end up with Troy.
And nobody expects us to meet a target when the report itself was 10 minutes off target.
Well, it took time to cross out and tip X all the references to annual targets. And
now, is it even a housing plan if all the targets are just taken out?
And I know it is like a Healy Ray without a cap.
What?
Weird, and nobody wants to see that. But it means we don't have to explain ourselves again until 2030.
And anyway, it's not the government's fault that there are no houses. It's the immigrants, as per my new Harris narrative 2.0. Oh, that sort of thing is red meat to my base. Red meat, I can tell
you. You don't have a base. What? You don't even appear to have a shirt that can fit you these days. What's going on at all?
It's because I'm getting jacked on protein bars. I've had 12 today and I haven't been to the bathroom in 3 weeks. Like Ireland, my colon is full.
Get some roughage, man.
I'm getting plenty of that in the comment section, let me tell you.
No. It's the shinners who have the far right connections now.
Sort of. It was the partner of a member, but they're fair game now since our attack ad era began. Bang, bang!
Look, I can't believe the headline writers didn't go for who dares to say no second try?
Try.
Huh?
Oh, it was rugby, was it?
What?
He scored a try. Now I get it.
No, you Amadon. Troy Paris.
Troy Paris, that sounds very foreign. Get them out!
He's the hero of Sheriff Street.
I'm the sheriff, and it's time to clean up this town.
Give it up. Look, you're not very convincing as a monomaniacal hard man.
Excuse me?
You come across more like a toddler in a Batman onesie.
You're wrong. I'm angry. I'm like the Hulk.
No. He's far too green. Even I think that's way too much spinach and matcha latte that he's on.
Blah!
I have it now. They couldn't use no second try because that only remind people of Yeats.
Ugh. Ivan Yeats was a worse throwback to our dark past than Leo Varadkar turning up to do a reboot of our flop era on live television.
I know. I nearly twisted me chakra avoiding him at Dublin Castle. Even his awkward silences feel like they went to a fee-paying school. Do you know what?
He has that kind of sad smugness about him, like he's mentally rewriting a LinkedIn post about himself. Still, I can't wait to be as loathed and loaded as he is.
What?
Retired in my 40s with full pension.
Well, you're manifesting it fierce well so far.
Thank you.
Don't change a thing, like.
Wait.
It won't be long, no.
Oh, no.
Mr. President, sir, the British Prime Minister has been in the Zoom waiting room for like 40 minutes now.
Hold on, I'm just sending my daily deluge of Truth Social posts. How many posts in the space of an hour do you think is enough to make me seem like I'm not flustered? I'm going to say dozens. Dozens.
Oh, am I on mute?
Hey, Clear.
Your Majesty, Mr. President, how are you? I was beginning to think you'd cancelled.
Wrong, I haven't been cancelled yet, though the Epstein list looks like it's coming out after all. Never knew him. The guy's a creep, and I should know. I pioneered creeping.
Right.
But I was the best. He wasn't even close. Not even a...
I didn't mean to offend. I was merely making small talk to break the ice at the start.
Who said no one's breaking ice? Okay, have you seen those guys? They're huge. They got guns. They got...
Right.
Ski masks, they're incredible.
I'm running out of... The weather seems nice.
Well, it's horrible in Washington in November. Makes you wish for sunnier climes.
Well, I didn't...
Like Epstein's Island.
What?
That I never visited. Lies! He wasn't even a friend.
I wasn't accusing you, Mr. President.
He was someone I casually met like 49 times a year, tops.
49?
Stop and chat, at most, in a very luxurious lobby. Beautiful lobby. He's very casual.
Oh, God.
Maybe give him the secret handshake.
What?
I only knew Jeffrey to wave at from a balcony, like 20 27 times max. Send a few cards to him that I didn't handwrite. What are we talking about?
Shall we move on to safer subjects, right, like the BBC editing your speech?
The big bad corporation. A lot of people calling them that,
Gear. Indeed, the BBC are on the fire from the right wing and from the left wing for the Gaza coverage.
Bigly.
Everyone hates them equally, which is why I feel such an affinity with this great organisation.
I've got to be honest with you. I feel obliged to sue.
Can I just say, what? I felt obliged to sue as well, but she resigned from my cabinet last year.
What?
Now I've got new leaks at Downing Street, briefing against my leadership rivals.
Well, I don't know anything about that. You got my ransom note anyway. I told my lawyers to pick a number that sounds like something Dr. Evil would say. $1 billion. No one's ever seen numbers like these.
Wow.
I love suing broadcasters. I always get paid, as you know. You know the drill.
Of course I know the drill. My father was a tool maker.
And I won the shutdown, by the way. The government shutdown. Right. Did you guys see that over there in Europe?
Yes, the left wing caving into right wing pressure was a tactical masterstroke. So
yes.
It was like looking in an American mirror.
A mirror, yes. Maybe it's an illusion, but British politics has started to look a lot like us. Is it just me, or have you got this shimmering far-right quality to you these days? I don't know.
I can assure you, it's just a farage. I mean, a mirage.
Well, I know what you meant. I'm all for changing the names of things lately. The Department of Defense is now the Department of War.
Oh, God.
Greenland will soon be known as my land.
Oh.
It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful place.
Okay, but...
And Canada will soon be known as the Great American Plains of Nuclear Testing.
Oh.
Nuclear.
Sadly, a lot of people over here are planning to change my name to former PM.
Well, we'll do what you like, but I'm not going to be respecting your pronouns.
No, it's all about...
And I'm all pronouns. My favorite nouns are crypto and sugar boobies.
Oh,
Starish, Max.
Well, Johnny B, it's only November and I can't move for all the ads for you know what.
Christmas!
Comes earlier every year.
No, I still think it's on December 25th now, Smax.
No, I meant the season in general. Now, having said that, I just thought of something.
Is it a Two Johnny's Christmas album called It's the Most Hungover Time of the Year?
Okay, right, yeah, two ideas, because that would be unreal.
Class!
Songs like Driving a Tractor Home for Christmas.
Little Drummer Lad.
Oh, lad! Anyway, I'm getting distracted. What I was going to say is why don't we just do Christmas a month early? Get it out of the way.
Because all the stuff is in the shops anyway.
Exactly.
Buy the dinner, buy the presents.
25th of November, dunedeal.ie. Happy Crimbo.
Class idea. I hate seeing all the perfume ads when I already know exactly what kind of fragrance I want. Come on.
100%. Lynx Africa. My wash set Christmas haul lasts me the whole year.
Think of how quick the shopping would be in a November Christmas. No queues in sight.
Lad.
Straight to the top of the one for all voucher counter.
Where clueless boyfriends go to die.
Plus the pubs would actually be open.
Aye, but there'd be no one around for the dinner.
Another bonus. Cooking for that many people takes ages. And a text in from Big Shamey of Clan Mel.
What's he saying?
Says he for the life of him can never find a microwave big enough for a turkey.
Anyway, I'd skip straight to the Stephen's Day sandwiches.
Yeah.
Asleep in front of the Netflix with your two hands and two tubs.
Oh.
One of celebrations, one of heroes. That is heaven, lad.
Listen, we have to update our Ladvent calendars.
Oh, yeah, what's in them already?
First 10 days have goujons in them.
Perfect.
14 sausage rolls after that.
Love it.
What are we going to put in the window for the 25th?
Just stick another sausage roll in there, but dress it up like the baby Jesus.
Ah, that's just gorgeous. Quality Irish pork wrapped in swaddling pastry.
Two Johnny's Ladvent calendars available in all good petrol stations.
Also, shout out to our sponsors, Huel, ready-to-drink meals, foil trimmings, Christmas dinner edition.
Huel.
All the festive calories in just one carton of grey sludge.
Oh, I'm drooling at the thought already.
Here, do you think we should streamline any more holidays while we're at it? The cogs are going now.
Yeah, man, we've already done that. Remember your Movember mustache hack?
I do. I grew it in July.
Ha-ha, that was just too smart.
Lad, what if we make Mother's Day and Father's Day the same day?
Perfect. They're both getting a necklace from Carrick Don. Sorry, old lad.
Also, Patrick's Day and Halloween should be the one night. Put the turnip head. Young fellas dressed like Trump and Zelensky on the back of the trailer, but in the dark.
I tell you who would love a bonfire in the back of a Hi-Ace? Carlo. Oh, they are queer mad whores there.
Oh, lad.
Listen, do you know what I'm dying for now?
Go on.
I am dying for a baby Jesus sausage roll, lad.
We have to make this happen, Smax.
Happy Christmas, Johnny B.
Come here, did I ever tell you about the time I was laid in a manger?
Ah, lad, we have to cut that out of the podcast.
Why did you do that? It's a true story. That's not...
Minister, I'm delighted to announce how delighted I am that Ireland will be hosting 7 games of Euro 2028.
Isn't this just another boom for hotel price gougers?
No, more importantly, football is a game that's mainly enjoyed by emotionally repressed conservative voting men, a demographic I hold dear to my own heart. This will pay dividends for jobs, for tourism, for middle-aged lads wearing ill-fitting athletic gear in public.
Minister, this is an investment of 93 million euro. Some detractors say this would be better spent on grassroots football in Ireland.
There will always be detractors. Detractors are inevitable. I just hope it's the kind with a trailer full of hay on the back, slowing the progress of some Dubliner on a country road where they don't belong.
There's a lot of headlines around RTÉ this week. There's some suggestion of the departure of its DG, maybe to the BBC.
And that's more nonsense from the elite. The director general is a once-in-a-generation civil servant talent.
What?
He sees spreadsheets the way Neo sees the Matrix. If you think I'm letting him go, you've been well and truly blue-pilled, and you're living in cuckoo land.
Wow.
We'd sooner see Tubridy mapping the floors in the RTÉ, something which I've long petitioned for.
What are your current plans for RTÉ, Minister?
I've ordered them to do a Celebrity Traitors. It's a very good show, ideally without any overpaid arty-farty famous types, so no Liam Wanley or the like. Wow. I'm thinking more comedians who say things that are enjoyed by normal people who fear foreigners, like Brendan O'Carroll, Garen Noon, at least one of the Hardy books.
Are you concerned RTÉ's closure of the documentary unit breaks its commitment to journalism, Minister?
No, good riddance is what I want to say. The only things we need for documenting reality are the eyes and ears our Lord above give us.
Okay.
Another thing that I want to spend it is George Lee, who's all the time talking about man-made climate change. We all know it's a cork-made disaster caused by high-pitched sounds that irritate the atmosphere.
Did you hear the Ivan Yates interview on David McCullough, and what did you think, Minister?
I did. I listened to it twice, in fact. Once as it was live, and the second time as it rang in my ears as week-long tinnitus.
Same.
His point about conflicts of interest rife in the far-left media riled me, and I will be turning the screw on commercial channels as a result.
Wow. What are you going to do with them?
I think they should disclose any ads, partnership, or any woke hobbies they're indulging in.
Sorry?
Such as yoga and or jazz.
Furthermore,
I'd like to include other suspect activities such as eating tapas and turning down the telly during Dangerous. No more questions. I'm bored now. Bye bye.